So the Gemara brought this machlokes between Reb Meir and Chachamim and Reb Eliezer by a kavelis, whether a woman is chayiv if she goes out wearing a kavelis, whether she's chayiv chatas or not. This is my Reb Meir. So the Gemara brought said that there's a brisa which Reb Meir just was Reb Meir and Reb Eliezer. So in that brisa, so Reb Meir said the loch is that he's chayiv. She's chayiv, and Lazar responded, no, she's not chayiv, she's potter. So it's not a theoretical answer, he was just responding to a mayor, because this price all there was a mayor, and a mayor says chayiv, she says potter. So Mor says, where do you have a price where a mayor talks about it, and not the chachamim, where that really is his response of potter is the proper response? Mayor married a Tanya. She should not go carrying a mafteach. Diber Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Eliezer is poiter. So Rebbe Eliezer says that she's poiter, that it's possible to get a din of halacha of considered a tachshit, even when you're carrying it. Further, the Brisa continues and says, the kabbalah is a besucha shalplaitun. Kabbalas will still apply. The Mor says Kabbalas Mantachas. What is this? The last line doesn't make any sense. The last is Poiter, but Kabbalas Pesuchas apply. The Mor is talking about Mafteach, and the last is talking about Kabbalas. So Mor says Sir Mas Abachah Ketani. V'chem a Kabbalas, v'chem a Pesuchas apply. The Mor holds Loseitze b'miyotza yotza. So you have to add in the Remeir discussed Mafteach, Kavelis, and Tzloiches, and Eliezer Poiter, but Kavelis, Ubisachos, Shaplaitin, and Eliezer is partnered by Kavelis, and so by the case of Mafteach, she's Tahik Risha, she's Chayiv. But by the case of Kavelis and Shaplaitin, he disagrees and says that she is Petura, and actually, he actually holds she's even Muteris, but her, but in response to Mayor's Kiev, he says pot. However, this halacha that she's potter is because the tash chaboy comes from the nice, she wears it for the purpose of having a nice reyach. But if there's the container itself is not a tachshit all by itself, and therefore even Rabbi Eliezer would say that she's chayav eskatas. Okay. Amar Rav Ada bar Ahava, Zoysimeris. Luchara, you should be able to learn out over here from this case that, so you have a kli which has the boisim in it. We say when the boisim in it, it's mutter. And the person is not in it, the kli is, there's a chiyuv for the kli. The kli itself is chayiv. So we could have a case, we'll see later on, there's there are cases where the kli is considered a tuffel to the item which is inside of it. If the person is putter on the item which is inside, he's putter on the kli also because the kli is a tuffel. But over here you could come up with the following. So the Gemara says, "Moitzi oichlim pachas mikashir b'kli is chayiv." So a person takes out oichlim which are less than a shear. So theoretically, you could argue that the kli is there just is a hechatim set to hold the oichlim. So the kli is the nebatafol to the oichel and it's potter in the kli. The oichel itself is pachas mikashir, and weiter he's potter. So he's not chayiv in anything. Says that's not true. We say that even though you're not chayiv on the oichlim, which are less than the shear, but the kli apparently we want to derive from here, which is actually we'll see later on. There's actually a mission which holds the potter, but the kli. He's chayiv on the kli independent of the item which is inside it. We don't look at the kli as just a hechatim of alma for the thing inside. Why? What's my raya? Rav Ada bar Ahava says, Ta'ein Baboisim Kipachas Mikashir Bakli Dami Mikatani Chayevis. The Kli, which holds the Boisim, has a certain amount of nice smell. It absorbs a certain amount of smell from the balsam which is inside of it. So why don't we say that? And this thing is made to the ikar is the smell. So the chari, even when there's the balsam is on inside, look at the smell which it produces as the ikar, and the kli is a tofel, and she puts her on the kli, and the brisa says yechayim on the kli. So the same thing, which is true, by the case of the oichlan. So Rashi says, not a raya. Rashi Rabbi Alma, emelcha potter. Shani hacha, the lesser, the mamasha klal. So if you have a kli and there's something inside of it, you can say the kli is functioning as a tofel to the item which is inside of it, and therefore he's potter. Because the problem is, what's inside is potter mikesh here. But there's a dinner of a tofel even to pachas mikashir, so the kli is patrik, it's a tofel, and the contents are too small. But over here, there's nothing. All there is just reyach alone. Like, it's not a tofel, it's just a reyach. Okay. The more is going to go into agada, drushes, etc.
But absent the Shita Rav Elazar that says that for a key you would...
No, I want to correct that. The more says that the Chesir Mesh Bachar Ketan, he's not arguing the case of the plea. That's the Mafteach.
Okay.
I should, as I was going further, I should have pointed that out. Thank you. Let's see Rashi. Myra Mayer. Where do you have that? We have a mayor without the rabbanon and the rabbi Eliezer responding. But the mercy is sort of Khtani, then the mercy is the rabbi Eliezer pointer. Realizes that's pointer of a high pointer. We Hanu Mutter, like we pointed out, the Chachila, Kirakim, like we said, where is Mutter, Nixkash Yeshba Boysen. Plight and Yeshba, who come so that you have the plight inside of the bundle, a suka command, which is made like a container, Kim Yeshba Boysim, because it has the smell, is Tachshad He. It's considered a Tachshad Kern Dibli Ezra, Lazu Shi Recha Ra, this woman who's Recha Ra. And Lamishlev, Vahuye, Suye, Nambil Chayesh Kedamor, and the Gunusula. It's a tashit. She won't show up, take it off the show, so why can't she show it? Listen, she can wear it. That's what has a boysim. Aba ain't a boysim. Chumash of the chudor, lab tashit, hu bechayev. It's just the container itself, the bundle itself, is not a tashit. So it's a meris. Hada tani ain bo boysim chayevis, alma kasabar rabbi liyezer, hamoitzi oichlem, vishabis, bekli, pachas, mikashir, the mechayim al tzos oichlem, pachas, mikagurgis, kudu lakamon. The shear for a chiyav hutsah on oichlem is of the size of a kegrokers. So if there's less than that food items inside of the kli, chayav mi al kli, but he is chayav for the kli. Lamina, we don't say like a kli tuffel the hand. The kli is a tuffel to the contents. Well, mechayav al lehav, and he's not chayav on the kli. Shal niskav and lohitzi ela mishum oichlem. Because he only wants it, the kli, the only there is the way Tim said the care of the oichlem, so it becomes secondary to the oichlem, and you're put around the kli. So you see, Eliezer holds that you don't say that. Put the heel stam mishnah hashlim perkam etznida. The tani puts it off of the kli, and this would then have Eliezer arguing on the stam mishnah, which holds that you're put around the kli, because the kli is a tofel to the oichlem, and the oichlem are put because the pachas megashir. Why does he say this? The ha ein ba boisim kipachas mikshir dami shakli kolat as a reich. It absorbs the smell. Sure, it's also psalmim b'kolshim. We know that by psalmim the shir is not a kegurgis. As any amount produces a smell. Kimin she'eno kolshahu habirecha pachas mikshir. So this is like the step down from kolshahu. Is there's nothing there at all, but it still has the smell. So that's like the pachas mikshir of psamim. Tanichayevus. Lamina, we don't say nasakli tofel the reich shebasaych. It's a tofel to the smell. A reich lamechayev the pachas mikashiru. But the reich he's potter. She's potter. So you don't say she's petura. The reich she's petura. The chumrusa is a tofel to the reich, and you're potter both. You don't say that. So. Sort of Rashi says not a good comparison. Shani Hachad, Alecha LeMeimer Nasa Kli Tavol LeReach Shein by Shum Mamish. There's nothing there at all. Feel Pachas Mekashir LeMikra. That's not even Pachas Mekashir. There's nothing. A Pachas Mekashir B'Davar Sheyesh B'Mamish Nasa Kli Tavol LeYupad. There is the log. The lomus of Tavol is that the Kli is there as a Chetim Sabama to carry the Eichlam. So if that's what it is, it's just echtim tzal to carry the eichlim. So then, if it's tafel to the eichlim, and the eichlim pachas mekashir, because that's true. The kli's function is to carry what's inside of it. To say that the chumras's function is to carry something inside of it. There's nothing inside of it. Its function is not to carry the smell. It's not its function. So you can't redefine the kli as a tafel to nothing which is there. Okay, so the more voracious shmonim yimshuchu. At some point they were able to be put. They were able to put on the best of the shmonim. Amikud or Meshmul. What is the best of the shmonim? Is that polite and that's balsam. Moser of Yosef. Aval polite and gozer. Rihudim and bavo. They made a gzeira at the time of the churban to show the. You know, the various different things of Avelis we had at the end of Saita, they were goes to the Teres Kastana and the Teres Kalas. So they were also goes and not to wear flight in anymore. Rabbi Hudim Baba was goes there. Come now, accept it. Now, the armor, if its function is just to take away the Reach Ra, etc., so I understand why they weren't goes. But the Amr Bisham Tainig, my Lord, it was just actually just an indulgence. This is like the best of the best. So that's really its function is much more for Tainig. Because the pasuk over there is referring to Klaus was acting, you know, was overindulging themselves. And one of the examples is because they used the flights to anoint themselves. It says over there, they drank wine in Mizrkei Yain. They were drinking these wine in a fancy way. What exactly was that? Of Amin Ravazi, Chadamer Kanish Kanin. Kanish Kanin was a double mouth straw made out of glass. It was a glass pipette, the two ends out of it. And, you know, so you could see it was curly. You could see the wine coming up and going through it. It was very fancy. You know, what the kids have. You know, right? What? That's a crazy straw, right? So there was a fancy way of drinking the wine, right? That's one shot. They were juggling cups of one to the other. So they wouldn't just drink the wine, they would have a gansin sideshows while they were having their meals. But so, according to your argument, it's that the kli was the tainug, and they should have answered it because it was the tainug. Hakanam in the oser, before Rabbi Bar Rafuna equal the Beirish Kalusa. The Mor says that they came to Beirish Kalusa and Beshosa Kanishkinin, and he drank through a Kanishkinin, or the Beirish Kalusa drank through the Kanishkinin. Well, Amalei Lamidi, Rabbi Rahuna did not have any protest with what he did. Teretz is Ella committed the isbe tainug isbe simcha gozer upon him. I mean, isbe tainug, but let's be simcha like gozer upon him. Just indulging yourself is not what the Chazal asked. They asked indulgences which were done in connection with times of simcha. So that was being overly happy, expressing it through these indulgences is what they asked. Okay. So the pasuk continues there in almost which the complaints against Klal Yisrael of they were overindulging themselves. Shechem al mitash shein, they're lying on ivory beds. Usruchem al arsei som, and their beds are masriach, are mias. What does that mean? Rabbi Yosef Ruchin, malam shayim mashtinim mayim bifnei mitusayim arumim. That they were so indulging themselves, they wouldn't even get up and go and act properly. They go out to relieve themselves in the outside of an outhouse. They would do it there. They would relieve themselves there. So Megadah for Ravo. So Ravo finds that pshat difficult. He yelled at him. He disagreed vehemently. If that's the pshat, I know the see. What's the following flow? It says l'chein nifar ato now yiglu barosh kolim, and they should go out because of everything they've done. They go out barosh kolim, the head of the exile. Mishum the mashtinim ma'im b'pnei mitoseim arumim yiglu barosh kolim, the punishment for being mashed by the mitzah is the gobarish kalim. Elo Ramavo, this is what he did. Elo b'nei Adam shayu oichlim v'shoyosim zeim zeh. They ate together. V'davim mitu seim zu b'zu machlifim nishor seim zeim zeh. So they communal living to the furthest extent. Masrichim are sisom b'shich v'zer sheinu shalehem, and the masrich that comes out their beds are putrefied with zera which doesn't belong there, and then that's why they go out b'rosh hagolim. Okay, now the more once it brings up. Being mashed in mind with me to say marumim, so it goes into that. Let's see Rashi first though. Rashi shmonim, mufkash shmonim means that the best of the shmonim, gozer mishum tsar churban. So he was gozer on plaiton, also Rishon Rava was gozer on it. We armed ze plaiton. That the pasuk is almost referring to plaiton. I krob a tanig mishtar, but the pasuk is referring to things that people are indulging in. So you know, sim leib l'dibre neviim, hanibim ala peronis. They were ignoring the neviim, which were warning about the punishments that are going to come. And vasugim b'tanugim, and they were busy with their pleasures. That's what the pasukim are referring to. So if it was tanug, why would Nechamim agree to him? That to be Gozer. So he said, Tamei Chodoksi Bahai Nyonu Hashosim Bevisr Kayayim. Rabbi Ravasi. So it's the pasuk referring to again how they ignored the Navi and they were indulging themselves in these fancy types of ways to drink. So, and there's a machlokes in Rabbi Ravasi. Pirshu, that one explains Zel Kanish Kanin. So it's like it's referred to mizrake because they take turns drinking out of the, so it looks like the wine is flowing back and forth between the two ends of the two mouth pieces. Or shemizarkim ayudei umnas kedamer ba'chalil, Natal batam the kosu, we had over there that they would juggle eight cups, so they were juggling it. Nowadays it's a problem of drinking kinishkinin, because it's a tainug. They weren't guys to tanugim, unless it was a simcha involved. Mashtinim, the daik must misruchim. See, he understands that it's referring to mashtinim, because it says that their mitzvahs are sruchim. That's right. Vadenis is right. Okay. Omer Ravo, Va'amri lo b'masnisin tana. Ravo says, and some have it, that it's a brisa. Gimel the word mevim is adam l'dayanis. The three things which cause a person to come to poverty. Veluhein. These three things are mashtim mayim b'chnei mitosoy orum. So he's the Rashi points out the Orem is not the issue because they would relieve themselves. The point was they didn't get up out of leave their homes to go out to the outhouse, which is inconvenient. So in the middle of the night they would relieve themselves there by the, so that's acting in such a low fashion, meis fashion. The Rashi says the Malach, which is in charge of Aeneas, the squalor is a place where that Malach likes to spend his time. A person who does not take his time properly, so the punishment for that is Aeneas. Mishisha Mekalosa Befonov. That there's an improper action where she's makalel him in front of other people. The result of that will be a need. Okay. So the marmashim mayim b'fnei mitosu arum. Amar Rabba lo yomar el demahader ape lepurye. If he's facing back towards his bed, that's when it has this brings a need. I will abroy less than, but if a person would face away from his bed, that's not. It flows away from the bed, and that's not as improper. Mahadar apri lepurya nami lor moran. Even if he's facing towards the bed, ella la'arav, he lands on the ground. But mono less than buff, he has a chamber pot. He has some type of a thing to put it into. So that catches it, even though we would like him to maybe go out, but that's not considered he's acting something which is improper to the point of causing any use. Mazal until Sidain. Amarabba Loyamurna Odele Moshe Yode Klal. The person doesn't wash his hands at all, that's considered Mazal until Sidain, but gotta be this in Yeranias. Well, Moshe, Beloy Moshe, if a person washes, but they don't wash properly, so less than bought again doesn't mean that it doesn't bother us, but it means in regards to the knees, it doesn't create a knees. Well, I'm also here, that's not correct. I would wash with an abundance of water, two handfuls of water. They gave me maloi chofni tibusa. They gave me full handfuls of goodness. So the point was the better he acted towards the Zadayim, the more he tried to do it properly, the more. So you see that even doing it, so the flip side would be doing it and not doing it, doing it improperly would also be, so there would be something removed from him. Okay. So doesn't sound like it's fair. So because his wife is a shrew and the curse is him, therefore he has an ease. The verse says, Omer Rava, I'll either say iske tachshiteha, that he's not buying her tachshit. Vanimil and she gives it to him. He can afford it and he just doesn't do it. And she gives it to him. That's when he deserves it. And the result is that he brings it to our needs. Okay. Zakh Rashi Lidanius. The meaning of the Barbara Psachim. Saradan Yusa, the Malach, the Sar in charge of Anias, is Novel Shmei. His name is Novel. The Novel Karile. I'm not sure if they say Novel Shmei, Novel Karile. The Oyev Mokim Mias, he likes places which are novel, which have Novel, Nablus to them. They're Mias. Mashamayim, the same Itosu, Hanu Mias, and that's like a Mias. Orem Rashi says, "Is Orcha the Milsa Noakat Mitechshu Orem." In other words, what's the issue? The issue is because why does he go out to the outhouse? Because they would sleep without clothing. They would sleep under their covers without clothing. So you have to get dressed to go outside. So it's a tircha. Mitechshu Orem and a Yotze Lachutz Lahashin the Tircha Uloi Lubish Velotzes. I'm sorry, I said something more wrong. I said the Orcha the Milsa was on the Orem. They would sleep Orem. I will have read less than book. We could be face away from the bed. It doesn't have, again, it's not, so we're saying that we're not saying it's proper. We're saying that it doesn't have the impropriety to the point that it causes needs. Shekiluach oruch, when it's merachak, it flows away from the bed. Moshe l'moshe, he washes, but not properly. Shana roich, it's a mashav shefiyof. He doesn't wash and rub his hands off well. Amat mayim, kagan reviz mitzum, he uses a minimal amount of water. So he's yotze of the halacha, but he would wash. We didn't wash in a way which is proper.
So that's interesting because I would have thought that it's talking about like you didn't even do it according to
halacha. Right? Rashi is going to say that he's doing the minimal amount, but that itself, he's doing the minimal amount is we hold them, we're taking the task for that. So he's not buying her tachshit.
Is that why we there's a tendency to use more water? I mean, if you look at our kelim that we use for TLC 9, they seem to be a lot more than
yes. That. Yes. Well, you know, Vismut Simpson, anyway, there's a lot of halachic issues with Vismut Simpson. That which we do Mayim Shniyim, if you use more than Revi is Mayim Shniyim, it's not making a redness. It's only a Chumra. The reason for Mayim Shniyim is making a din. That which the water, first water comes tummy, you have to retire it, that's only if you use Revi is something. You use more than that. So, and there are other halachas which negate to Revi is something, which if you don't have to do that, it's much better. I mean, picturing washing with Revi's and Tzumtzum is almost you can't picture it. You picture Revi's as three ounces. Washing two hands with 3 ounces is, you know. Mayim, you know, with Mayim Shniyim, you know. Like,
can you give me an example? Can you think of other cases where if you do it properly but minimally, you get a punishment like? I would think they would be happy if everyone would do it according to law. That would be a good situation. You don't get the aneus if it's exact. It's less than.
No, Rashi sounds like he's saying that mashal la mashal less than both. The more says you don't get it. If it like mashal klal. Then he gets aneas. If he washes, he just washes the minimal halachic. So Rava says that's okay. Rav Kisa says it's not okay. Rav Kisa says I washed versus Velohi. Blah Milsihi. Then Rav Kisa says I washed with more, and therefore I got more bracha, which we seem to say if you wash with less, you get less bracha. You know. So I'm not sure. Means Chazal created a situation, obviously, if necessary, that a person has an option of doing more, he should go through the tircha. I mean, if the issue was drawing water from the well, and he just prefer not to go through the tircha, drawing extra water, so we're going to fault him on it. That's all the waters they live in, you know, some desert, and you know, that's all they have, that's all they have. I don't think that's what.
Maybe there's that story of the maid or something had to draw the water. So,
right.
Be from
in her cheshbon. Rissosalanter. Okay. Darsh Rabbi Breda Rabbi Loi. Okay, so we're darshing psukim, and we're darshing psukim about people acting, indulging themselves, and bringing korban. So from there we flow to the psukim in Yeshaya, where the psukim make a list of how the Bnei Sion acted haughtily. Improperly, and the punishment which is going to be brought upon them and upon Klal Yisrael because of what they did. So it goes to a whole long list of what they did. It says, "Ma'idachsev, Darsh Rabbi Breda Rabbi Loi. Ma'idachsev, Vayem Hashem. Yeah, because Kigavu Benoy Siyon, that Kigavu they acted high." They walked with this erect stance, you know, holding himself haughtily. And they walked with Natsuyas Goran, which is one of our viduyim. What does that mean? They put the very, very dainty, small steps to walk slowly and pompously, as if they're one very, very special people. You feel like you're finding your sources for your viduyim and nalchets. They would fill their eyes with kuchel, which is like a mascara. And they would wink at the young men to tempt them. Haloich betzafuf, shemahalchos arucha betzad kitzara. They would have to be careful to walk when there was a short girl walking. So a taller one, which that was considered more beautiful, she wanted to use it as a way to accentuate her beauty and showing how tall she was. She would afterwards, so I'm sure she would walk next to her to take advantage of the situation. And with their feet, they would make this akas. What does that mean? I'm going to debate about me. Malame shahoyah shemetilus mor rafarsiman biminoleyan. They put like these spices in their there was like oils in the shoes. Mahalchas b'shukei Yerushalayim, and they would walk. Mikima shemagiyos etzel b'churi. So when they would see young men, they would smash down Matisse's Aleyan, and they would send this perfume towards the boys. Machnisus ben Yetzahara Keeris Bikaus, like the venom which is in the Kaus is a type of a snake. So they would arouse the young men improperly. My Puranusayim, what's going to be the punishment? So for all these, this, the way they're acting, Kiddorish Rabba Bar Ulo, but Hoya Tachas Boisim Mak Yihya. So what does that mean? Mokim shoy mispas moisboy nasin nemokim. The place where they're putting the boysim on, their skin would melt away. Tachas chagura, where they were wearing their fancy belts, is nikpa. Mokim shoy chagura is betzilzol. Tzilzol was a very fancy belt. Nas in the coffin, we get wounds there. Tachas masa miksha, miksha karcha. Malkam shayim is kashtis, but they would wear their kishutim, the different types of jewelry. Nasa kirochim, kirochim. So the hair, I guess it means in the hair, they make their hair fancy, so they became bald. Metachas pesigil machkurois sak. Psachim hamavim de gila. The places where the houses, the doorways, the places where they were rejoicing, Yulamachkurois sakhu, places where they're going to be now putting on sackcloth. Ki tachas yofi. All this will come due to the yofi, because of it's in place of the beauty which was there. Amarava Hanadarmin Inchi Kilufi Shufra is Kiva. In place of the beauty is Kiva is Rashi says it means like a pus. Now the pasuk says it's written inside over there with it's written with a sin, so the Marshal not ends up being a samach. The sipach, Hashem, kodkoid benoisiyah. What does that mean? Om Ravasi, Berebechinino, Lama Shaparcha, Behen Saras. So their heads got Saras. Sivocha, Besipach, Besipachasim, Belaseis, Belasapachas. So they became Mitzuroy. Vashem, Hoshein, Yeorep. So what does it mean? Rav Shmuel, the Pesach Rav Shmuel Chalom, Shenishmuchu Kikitoi. Post their Malkim Nidus was flowing. They would have the Dam Ziva. Chalom Shenasu Pischeim Kiyar. That it started growing. Hair and it became a mias for Tashmish. Amar of Yehuda Marav, Anche Yerushalayim, Anche Shachat Soyu. Okay, they were overly. Shachas is proud, but it's a pride. But it's a pride to the point of acting. We'll see the more. It was like they would act with a miyuskite. They could do whatever they want. The ones are like so proud. They can do whatever they want. Type. Hayadam armel chaveroi. One person would say to his friend, "But ma sadatayim, what did you?" This was a code word for what type of woman did you take today? The pasamela, was it one who's been used already? A bula, or the pashena mela, one that hasn't been used yet? Okay. The yain girdly, was it white wine? A yain cardly, or was it dark wine? What color was she? The masav rochav, was it a wide bed? The masav kotzer means was it a large woman or not a large woman? That's referring to the bed itself. Was she pretty or not? It's all talking about nuznus. So that's that was the coarseness of their actions. Amr Chava, Amr Ami Rabbi Yehuda. Ate Yerushalayim Shakinomen Hayu. There was these Eitzim Yerushalayim, Mishoshay, which are made of Kinomen, Mishoshay Masikin Mehem, when they would use them in the fireplaces, Hayim Reichen Noide for Chol Eretz Yisrael. it would spread out, the beautiful smell would spread out all over Eretz Yisrael. Mishukhav Yishalayim is Nignazu. It was removed from the world, it was hidden from the world. When Ishtar Ela Kisara, only Kisara's worth was left over, Barleycorn's worth was left over. Mishachat Begazoi, Tim Simoy Malchasa. It's found in the Oitzer and the storehouses of the Tim Simoy. Tim Simoy Malchasa, that was her name. The Queen Tim Simoy, and that was her name. I don't know exactly who that was. Okay. Okay. We got a lot of Rashi's over here. Rashi Gavu, Yanki Gavu, Bnei Tzion. Hanus Kemeskub, but they walked very haughtily erect. Southern two is going and showing Hochas Ekeb at Sadgadol, the might be Luchim to walk slowly. Showing Mistaklim, well, this way they would give the man more time to stare at them. Vishoyab Pisio Seho. So they were looking at her, and she would walk very slowly. So why is it referred to as Natuzgar? Mederach Notim Goran Leilat Banachas Vishena Roya Luraglov. Because you're looking up so high, you know, you have your nose up in the air, so you have to walk slowly because you can't really look down. Masakras in Ayim, the Mayan Kuchla, Loshan Sikra, so the Loshan of painting. Marabs and Esabachurim, and they would then wink at hint to the young men. Seekers, Loshan of Habata, they were looking at them. So the word seeker, it was both the seeker was the painting, and the seeker is the idea of staring. She looks like she's floating on top of her, she's like above her friend. And that was a way to make her more beautiful. They were doing this even when they were married. They were trying to draw attention to themselves, to the young men which are there. You're floating on top. So it's this venom which is going in. The venom is referred to as achas, because when the snake is angered, that's when it would inject the venom. Because it's nochesh keusa, the type of an angry snake. Let's hold Rashi here on the second wide line. And